Are you doing your favourite and... I love this. The grammar of this is brilliant. Are you doing your favourite and dislike tracks again this week? It was brilliant last week. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Okay, this came from me or one of us in the studio talking about a song that we... or a band that we don't like. It came from Alan talking about the Beatles, going, I'm sorry, I don't love the Beatles. Get over it. And then every time you say something on the radio about a band that are really popular, if you don't like them or you don't like the song, people text in, you're an idiot. But then equally, you get a few people texting, I'm with you. I thought I was the only one. Mm. So we have secret love and secret hate tracks. All of us in the studio have chosen a song that we secretly love and a song that we secretly hate. And the idea kind of originally was something that you wouldn't expect us to love and something that everybody loves and actually I can't stand.
But I think that the track thing is crucial because you can have a band who everyone kind of loves, but then there'll be some track that you don't.
Like you chose Jay-Z last week.
Yeah,
you like Jay-Z.
I like Jay-Z, but I don't like the track. You know, in the same way that there might be a band that you would never say you're a fan of, but actually that one particular track, you go, do you know what, I really love that.
Mine last week was The Streets.
Yeah, it's a good example.
Not a big fan.
Well, we will do it. And the good thing is about it is, no matter who you are or what kind of music you're into, you will have an opinion that differs with one of us. Even if it's like, I agree with that, I agree with that. Oh, I like that song too. Oh, I hate that song too. Oh, I love that song too. Oh, you hate that? How can you hate that? What is wrong with you?
That's the whole point.
You'll flip. So we're going to do love and hate tracks after 8 o'clock this morning. So we'll do the news and then we'll play a couple of songs and then we're straight into it. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I enjoyed it last week.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like honesty week, isn't it? Being honest about stuff. I love it.
It's really not difficult as such, but it's quite a thing to go on and say, I don't know, for example, let's say everybody loves the Foo Fighters at the moment. Mm-hmm. Let's say they've been giving out soup to the homeless and curing people and giving away free tickets. And to go on and go, I hate the Foo Fighters. It takes a bit of guts. For the record, I love them.
Tracks, not bands, though.
The what?
This week we're doing tracks, not bands.
Tracks, not bands.
Tracks, not bands.
Yeah. And that's an easier thing to be honest about.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 2 minutes before the news. Do you want to hear a song?
Yeah.
All right. Stop what you're doing for the next 10 minutes or so. It's time to do love and hate tracks. We did this last week. These are songs that we love and songs that we hate. Last week we found out that Dominic loves Life is a Roller Coaster by Ronan Keating.
Don't fight it.
Life is a roller coaster. Mind you, we also found out last week that I like Village People and Go West. Now, it'd be interesting to see if anybody buys any of these songs today and they suddenly start appearing in the chart.
Yeah.
You know, in the lower ends of the charts. Okay, right. So, we have all chosen a song each that we love and a song each that we hate. And no one knows what the other person has chosen. We have to guess who has chosen what. Okay?
Mm.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is love track number one. One of us, myself, Alad, Dave, Dom or Tina, one of us loves this track. Let's hear the track and see if we can guess who it is. Glee! Up and down the falling dark, there's shadows searching in the night. I'm going to go Dominic or Dave. That would be my guess. I think Alan's too obvious.
I think Al's too obvious as well.
I think it might be you, Chris.
I might go.
Are we gonna just sing and say?
But we're writing it all down.
Hear all five, okay, and then we'll say the last.
I'm thinking Tina.
All right. So who loves Glee? Don't Stop Believing. One of us here loves this song. Doesn't like it. Loves it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Song number two. Which one of us loves this song? So where's your class if you are wrong? In all the right ways, all the who's this?
Pink.
All right. Never be
that's Chris then.
Yeah.
No. Dirty little freaks. Won't you come Raise Your Glass. It's not a bad track to love, though.
I think there could be double bluffing going on. I think it might be you.
Yeah, I do too. Who's this artist?
Who is this? I'm not aware of them.
That's a hard one.
I'm going to put Tina question mark. I don't know. Mm. I'm going to wait till I hear all the tracks, yeah. Okay? All right. So someone here loves that song. Mm. Song number three, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we go. Is this golf rap?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. Dominic, I think.
Yeah, I'm going for Dom.
Yeah. I've gone Dave.
Yeah, I've gone Dave.
I've gone Alid on that one. Mm.
It's not an odd track. It's not an odd track to love, though. They're not odd. They're not weird tracks this week.
No.
I don't mind this, but I don't love it. Mm. You got to love it. Mm. All right. Love track number four. Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Who loves this and what is it?
This is Glee as well. Hairspray, You Can't Stop the Beat.
Alan.
I only know this because Laura Hamilton did it on Dancing on Ice.
Oh, really? Hairspray, is that the musical?
Yes.
Right. I've written Tina's name down three times so far.
All right, then. I'll switch that off. And finally, who loves track number five? Don't you be my got to be with a Dave or Dominic, I don't know. Who is this?
Justin Timberlake.
It's NSYNC, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, NSYNC.
Thanks, Tina.
Oh, there we go. Tina's laying down four times.
Oh, see, now is that a double bluff?
Oh!
None of you got
you
my
now turn
way,
over your
forget.
Sheets.
It's NSYNC and this is a remix.
All right, so let's recap then. Who do we think loves Glee, Don't Stop Believing? I'm going to go Dominic. So I'm
Again going Tina, pretty much everyone. Tina for that one.
All right,
well, I'm going Dave.
All right.
You only have one Tina, Dom. You've got to choose who goes where.
All right, okay.
I'm saying Tina for that one.
Then you've got Pink. Oh, I don't know.
I've gone Chris.
I'm going Chris as well.
I'm going Dave on that.
Chris.
Right. Track three is Golf Rap. I'm going to go Dave.
Dominic for me.
Dom.
Alex.
Dave.
Alex. Oh, I'm...
Hairspray.
Alad.
It's Alad.
I'm going Alad.
It's got me, Alad.
Yeah, because Glee would be too obvious.
This is so not Alan's type of thing. And then finally,
Tina.
See, I go you, Alad, on this one.
I go you. This could also be Chris.
Yes, it could. It again could be Tina, though.
Ask me if it's me.
Is it you?
No.
And your mouth twitching.
Yeah, your mouth's twitching. It's still a nervous twitch.
International, I'm lying, so.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident in my list.
Should we do the results?
Mm. Mm.
All right, I love this game. All right, let's start with track number one. It's Glee, Don't Stop Believing, which you would naturally assume that Alad loves that song. Now, he may love it, but he may not be the man who chose... He may be the man who chose that.
Mm. No, he may not.
D, Glee loves Zalanders. Now, let's play it. Now, I'd like to point out, I love this track.
I would also like to point out, I love this track.
So it could be anybody then.
I love this version. However, I am saying Dominic.
I'm going Dominic.
Dave.
Tina.
Dom.
It is me.
Yeah!
Oh, he's brilliant. He's brilliant, this.
Do you know what? I love
it. Isn't it? Yeah. Good.
When can we turn our papers over?
Now.
Oh, right.
It hasn't got the answers. Oh. Just a grid for you to put your names in.
All right. Okay. Dominic Byrne loves Glee. That's official.
1 point.
Ian from Liverpool is texting going, it's a camp bunch of songs and I love them all.
Yeah.
They are Glee. All right. Quite. Song number two is Pink.
Chris.
Do you know who's chosen what?
No, I don't know.
Right.
We just speeded things up a bit. We're late for news. Okay.
Well, I know Chris loves Pink, so that's too obvious, I think. I'm saying Dave.
Chris.
I'm saying Chris.
I've got Allard.
Ah.
Well, the person who loves Pink, raise your glass, reveal themselves.
It's me.
Oh! Yeah!
Oh!
Is it really?
Yeah, I love that.
Two fails for me.
I think it's really good.
Are we allowed to change
is that
our
bad?
Other?
Yeah.
No. Wow. You love this song.
Yeah, it's a proper turn up in the car song at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's great.
Well, that's changed who I thought was going to love number three.
I had Dave
for this as well.
I'm still in the game. I've got Allard on this one.
I had Dave, but I'm going to say Allard now.
It's got to be Dom.
No, right. I've been and gone.
Oh, yeah, you have, haven't you?
Who loves Gold Frapp's Trick Machine?
It was me.
Yeah!
Was it
you?
That's Emil's influence. He loves Gold Frapp, and we have it on the car.
Wow.
Constantly.
Mm. I'm 100%
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
You love it.
I love it. It's anything by Gold Frapp at the moment.
All right, we have two tracks left. And it's between me and Tina.
Oh, dear.
So well, who loves this? You can't stop the beat ever since
this whole world. Based on last week, it's got to be you. Because it's got to be another cry for help.
You'd think.
I've put Chris.
Have you?
Yeah.
And you hate musicals.
I do hate musicals.
Tina wouldn't be as confident to do this. I don't
Tina,
know.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I can't. Can I say?
Yeah.
I think it's you.
Right. Yeah. Village people growing moustache and hairspray.
What have you
got to say, Penny?
You can't stop. What have you got to say, Penny?
It's me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris Miles. I love this Hairspray track.
Do you?
I really do. I've never seen it. I don't know any of the songs from it. I've just heard this loads and I really like it.
Do you want me to take you? Should we go and see Hairspray?
Oh, well, who was... Is it Michael Ball? No, that was in Hairspray.
That means no.
Yeah, I wanted to go and see it when he was in it. And I hate musicals.
Oh, I love that.
People will worry about you at the moment.
Do you know what? I just think there's so many elements to the track. Ready, Dominic?
Ready.
You can't stop my happiness. All right, that'll do.
Come on, Penny.
Which means that Tina loves this.
Which I said.
So did I.
Yeah, NSYNC, not Justin.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. Wow. Dominic loves Glee. Dave loves Pink, raise your glass. Allard's a Golf Rap's Trick Machine fan. I like Hairspray.
You and me both had the same answers.
Really?
There you go, two.
And NSYNC girlfriend.
100%.
Did I get 100% wrong? Did you get them all right?
Yeah.
I got them all wrong.
Ricky from Derbyshire says, thank God you've got guys have got a playlist to stick to. And Lucy from Harrow says, Chris, I'm so proud of you.
It takes bravery to do what you just did.
Someone said, Chris is so far in the closet, he's a Narnia. Chris is now officially 100% genuinely, no doubt about it, gay.
Oh.
That's a terrible stereotype.
Well, all that's left is that you fancy women. Apart from that...
Well, I've got some news for you. And Mikey's just texting saying, you big pudding.
We've still got our hate tracks to come.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
You do. Is that Nelly on
that? Yes, it is.
All right, okay.
yes, it is. I love it.
Hey, Dominic.
It's brilliant, this. Again, like Life is a Roller Coaster, just puts a smile on your face, and I like it.
There you are. Oh. Wow.
Now you know. It's weird, actually, because bear in mind we know each other so well. This is about the only area of each other that we have yet undiscovered. Does that make sense?
Yeah, discovered.
Yeah, discovered.
You just put an on in.
Obviously, we had to pick these songs yesterday, so all afternoon and evening I had that Hairspray track going around in my head, but I don't know well enough that I don't know the words. You can't stop the motion and the ocean and then the flan and so and then... Making the plan. I don't know any of the words. I'm singing it like my mother sings.
It involves a lot of plan, isn't it?
A lot of shimmying.
Well, anyway, there you are. Now, what songs do we hate? We will do that next and find out what great, cool songs that everyone else loves do we actually hate. This is where the text messages start to rut, when people go, how can you hate this? What's wrong with you, you moron?
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Tony in Portsmouth says I'm a big bear. I mean, I'm scary, Alex.
Tell you all about it in
right.
the news.
All right.
While you listen to the news.
Do you think I'm a big bear, Al? all right, what should we play after the news? Don't stop believing. Go on, Dominic. And Steve from Bristol says, Tina, so fit, yet such bad taste.
Oh, stop, it's a tune.
Anyway. Chris and Dave and Dom and Alan, Dominic and Tina. On the air nearly everywhere, like France and Argentina. Spain and Wales and Portugal and even Timbuktu. So listen whilst you're in your bed, don't leave it on the loo. All right, a couple of songs, now we're back to more of the music game. Chris Moyle Show. We've done the songs we love. Coming up, we'll do the songs that we really hate. BBC Radio. Please, please, please get on with the hate songs. I can't sit in the car much longer. Please, people keep asking me if I'm leaving my space. Right, all right. Well, look, we're on. It's a text, by the way. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Stephen Southampton says, I hate when you have that... You do the break thing and then you do the happy songs first and then you do the... I just want to hear it. All right, we'll do it now.
Okay.
We've done the songs that we love.
Yep.
Now it's time to do the songs that we hate. So, no one knows what the other person has chosen. There are five tracks in front of me on the screen that just say hate track one, hate track two, hate track three.
That sounds a bit harsh.
It does now, doesn't it? Yeah.
We're going to play them all and then we have to work out who out of the team hates these songs. Now, this will divide the audience. Every track will divide the audience. You will hear a track and they'll go, who hates this? You're an idiot. Then the other half of the audience will go, yeah, what? I hate it as well. Mm. It's crap. Mm.
And politically, this is quite a difficult feature.
Oh, isn't it?
Let's see how long it lasts.
Oof. You ready?
Yeah.
Hate track number one. Which one of us hates this song? What song is it? Let's listen. Foo Fighters! What song is it?
Everlong.
Of course it's Everlong. Everlong is a great song.
It's a brave choice.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I can't say. I won't say Dave and I won't say Dom. So is it Dom?
It's between two for me. I think it's between Tina or Alid.
I'm going Tina.
I'm going Tina.
I'm going to go Tina as well.
I'm going Alid.
Could be Alid.
Some bluffing going on here. How can anyone hate this song? Maybe it's me. All right. Hate track number two.
Dave.
This five times.
This was huge, this song, wasn't it?
This was massive, this song.
Yeah.
Alan said Dave. Maybe it's Alan.
He said Dave very quickly as well, didn't he?
I think Dave. Mm.
But is it?
Yes.
I think Dominic.
Oh, he loved.
See, I love this.
Or do you?
Or do I?
Or do you?
All right. Hate track number three.
Internal memo, we're using the cartwheel, lay off cartwheel.
Can we not send someone around the building now and find out who is now affecting this screen?
It's still
slap
stuck.
Them.
Stop deleting.
Every time we do, we have this jingle system in the building. Mm. Is this not a massive problem? Any computer in the building can log on to this computer screen that I've got in front of me, and they can add tracks. So if someone, let's say, I'm not saying it's Greg's show, but let's say Laura from Greg's show is going, right, I need to put some audio in for Greg's show. When they do that, it freezes everything downstairs.
Still stuck?
No.
Stupid machine!
Don't hit the screen. Right, okay.
It's got no feelings! It's not,
well, you know. I'll do it out of here. Hang on.
All right. Hate the Foo Fighters, Everlong? I don't think I can listen to this feature anymore. Straight away. Everlong is the best song ever. That's got Allard written all over it, says Becky in Liverpool.
Isn't it, that one, yeah.
I can't imagine you, Dom, or Dave, or Chris hating that.
Oh, I've got it to work in again.
Okay.
All right. Hate track number three.
Dave.
That's just Dizzy Rascal.
Is this the original, or is this Dizzy?
Oh, it's Dizzy.
Yeah.
Dirty Money, was it called, or something?
Yeah. Chris.
I don't love it, but I don't mind it. It's all right.
I don't know. I'm going to say Allard.
So somebody here hates this song. What's the conclusion? Oh, say! How do you know I do like that song, actually? All right, that was Dizzy, number three. Who hates track number four? You can see my heart. What is it?
Rihanna.
Another brave choice.
I thought everybody loved Rihanna. I thought it was the rule.
I think this is Dominic.
No, I chose Rihanna last week.
I think Chris.
Maybe it's a personal.
It's not.
That every
was
week.
It was only that track with Eminem.
Crusade.
No, it's not. So just pull the
trigger. What song is it?
Rihanna and Russian Roulette.
Right.
So this is Chris, and the last one was Dom then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bob Luke's quivering. It's not me. Oh, I don't know. All right, and finally, track number five, what is it?
This one's Madonna.
Ah. Oh.
She did this in Maidstone, didn't she?
Yeah. Tina.
It's got to be Allard.
Allard.
I think you, Allard.
It's got to be Allard.
Well.
Yeah. All right,
no way he's going to choose Madonna.
You're the only I say Madonna, Allard.
Yeah.
I say Everlong by the Foo Fighters. I'm going to go Dominic. Let me have a look. Fugees, I'm going to go Tina. Oh, no, hang on. I don't know.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? It's really hard.
Allard's the only one that even remembers his Madonna song.
Yeah.
See?
He sings it with such feeling as well.
Yeah.
He either loves it or hates it.
Oh,
okay.
I've got my list.
I've got my list.
Whew. I'm really nervous.
Kudos to whoever dislikes Russian Roulette. It's tedious, says Richard in Nottingham. They're all good tracks. What's wrong with you lot? From Chris.
See, that's the thing, they are.
I hate Rihanna, says Katie. I agree with all the song choices apart from Rihanna, says Lynn from Hereford. This is genius, says Holly. You have literally divided my office. Everybody was arguing. Well, Holly's trying to find out who agrees with us. Let's go track number one, which I think could be a revelation. Foo Fighters, Everlong. Somebody in this room hates this song. Everything could ever be this I say Dominic.
I say Tina.
I say Aled.
I say Tina.
I say Aled.
No one said me.
Don't think it's you.
Okay, the person who hates this track, reveal yourselves now.
It's me.
Whoa!
No! Whoa!
I love Foo Fighters. I don't like Everlong.
No!
I never have done. I love the Foo Fighters. In fact, I go so far as to say they're possibly my favourite live band.
How can you hate this song if you love the Foo Fighters?
I don't like Everlong.
Oh my God.
I don't like Everlong. I love everything else they've done except
I would
this.
Have bet my house on the fact that
that's
you...
That's why I thought I'd throw it in as a surprise curveball for
incredible.
You.
No.
That's what the feature's all about, isn't it?
Wow.
Oh
just don't
God.
Like Everlong.
But
I love them.
That doesn't make any sense to me, because you and I love the Foo Fighters.
I know. And how many times have I seen the Foo Fighters? How many times have I jumped up and down? And
you've stage-dived at the Foo Fighters.
I think they're possibly my favourite live band, but I don't like Everlong.
So what do you do when they play this live, then?
Do you know when they played this last time?
Sit down and have a sandwich or something.
It was the last song, and I actually left just before the end.
That's amazing.
You're so brave, Dave.
You are brave,
well,
Dave.
Well, yeah, but that's what it's about, isn't
it?
It
is.
You're right.
I'm not, but this is the point. This is because it's on Tracks, not Artists, because everyone knows I'm a huge Foo Fighters fan. I just don't like that one.
That's amazing.
Dave, Cal the Fruit Man from Essex says, I'm not going to go on, but Dave, you're wrong. Wow. Dave hates Everlong.
I think it's a good example, though, of songs that everybody loves, except for me.
Yeah.
When Dave Grohl comes in next.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
That's no.
I'm going to make him play it in your face for a guitar.
So, Dave, man, what about Everlong? That's a terrible accent.
All right.
That surprised you, didn't it?
Okay. Track number two was Fugees.
Oh, I'm confused now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Tina
one
then.
One time. Singing my life with his words. Two time. You saying Tina?
Yeah.
No,
I hate this as well, but I think it's Dom.
I put Dave for this one.
I put Dave for this. I've heard you say you hate this.
I do hate it. I think it's garbage.
Okay, well, apart from Dave,
wrong.
Who seems to hate everything today, well, the person who hates this track reveal themselves. It's me.
Oh! No!
I'm Chris Moyles. I hate this song.
I just don't know anyone on this team.
I hate this song.
I've got everything wrong.
And do you know the worst part of the song?
Where's
the beginning. Click. Mm. That'd be it for me.
This was such a hit.
It was. You couldn't escape it. It was on the radio. Every goddamn station. Every goddamn 10 minutes.
It was huge, wasn't it?
This Change. Is in those lists of best songs of all time.
No, but they're wrong. Because it's muck.
Yeah, I concur, which means agree.
It's wrong.
One time, two times, three times, shut up. Can't bear it. I can't even listen to any
more. Time.
Goodbye.
Muck. So that was me. Right, this is throwing me completely out though now because I had Dave down to dislike this track. I'll go Tina.
It has to be.
Dom.
I'm going Tina.
See, I don't think Dom can slide off Rihanna again. It's got to be Dom for Dizzy then.
Oh yeah,
it's got to be Dom. Because Madonna's yours.
What's the conclusion? So who hates this?
Oi!
Is it you?
Yeah.
Dominic!
Now, again, I love Dizzy Rascal. This song is rubbish. I hated it as soon as they released it. That was absolutely awful. It, of course.
Do you like this song, Tina?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's not my favourite, but I wouldn't go as far as saying I hate it.
I would. Listen to it. It's dreadful. He's done many, many
good... Dizzy, if you're listening.
Yeah, but he's done many...
Yo, Dom, with respect.
Good songs.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. I just think this is an awful song.
Wow. So Dominic hating on the Dirty Cash Dizzy Rascal track.
Mm. Sorry, Mr. Rascal.
So it's between Tina and Aled for the next two. You can see my heart. Tina.
It's gotta be.
Although...
Alid.
I'd love it to be Alid.
What do you think? It's a double-double bluff.
The alternative is I have to hate Madonna.
Yeah. I think Alid hates Madonna and Tina hates Rihanna.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I do
let's
too.
Let's deal with Rihanna. I go Tina.
Me also.
Dom?
I'm going Tina.
All right. Which one of you hates this track?
It's boring.
Oh, it's Tina! You're right, it is boring.
I like Rihanna, but I don't like this.
Yeah, it's dull. It
goes through me.
But you love Rihanna?
Yeah, I like Rihanna a lot.
I don't know how anyone can hate this song.
It's dull though, isn't it?
I think it's nice.
I think it's nice.
I can't listen to it, it's boring.
Which means that Alan hates this track.
Seriously?
By his favourite.
Only song on earth by Madonna that I don't like.
See, I really like this. When she did it in Maidstone, it was
now,
brilliant.
I enjoyed it in Maidstone, yeah. And I thought, maybe I just didn't get it. Then I came back home, listened to it again. Nope, still don't like it.
What do you not like about it?
Just seems a bit... just weak.
Really?
Yeah. The lasers and the dancing when we're all out watching it live.
That was great, wasn't it?
Great, yeah. But as a track, I didn't like many songs on this album.
Wow.
Who'd have thought Dave doesn't like the Foo Fighters and Alid doesn't like Madonna?
That's the shocking thing for me is that Dave hates Everlong.
Incredible.
Just don't like that one.
Nothing.
I love the Foo Fighters, I just don't like Everlong very much.
I find that so weird. When I say
when she sings. And it's one of those ones that's often polled as people's favourites.
Yeah, it is.
It's great. He does a wicked acoustic version of this. I think he's on that Skin and Bones kind of live Hyde Park one or whatever it is. Well, he's done it loads, but you know what I mean.
A few people in the text have guessed 5 out of 5.
Really?
I got 3 out of 5.
I got none. I got one. Yeah.
I got Tina and Alid is what I got.
You got Alid and Dom.
I love that game. Oh. I really do.
No holding back today.
You feel very exposed doing that, like we said last week.
Oh, I feel a bit down. I need to cheer myself up. You can't stop the beat. Ever since this whole world began, a woman fat and she shook it, she could shake up. Come on, Alid, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Never seen Hairspray, but why not?
Neither have I. You can't stop the motion of the ocean of the sun in the sky. You can wonder if you want it, but I'll never... I'm gay, everybody!
That's a stereotype.
No, I am.
Oh, sorry. That was very sensitive of me then.
A statement out.
Welcome to Narnia. What have
you got to say, Penny? Come on, Penny.
Hello? No, I'm not ready yet, Alid. Wow. Oh, good. All right, let's do Tedious Link. And thank you for all the text messages coming in. People who say we're nuts and people who say we're absolutely right. 50-50 divide. Yesterday was A. Marie and one thing. If you only had one thing in your basket.